Trouble Twisters, Book 2, The Monster. Written by Garth Nix and Sean Williams, and read by Stanley McGay.
"It's kind of hairy, like a gorilla,"
said one of the boys, whose name Jack Shield hadn't quite managed to remember yet, even after a week of being in the same classroom.
"No, it isn't," scoffed Miralda.
She was the mayor's daughter, and the self-proclaimed expert on everything to do with the town.
"Everyone knows it's as big as an elephant and has a shell like a giant insect, and it has a really wide mouth and teeth like a shark."
"What does?" asked Jade Shield, who'd gone to get a drink of water the moment Mr. Carver had let the class out for lunch and had missed the beginning of the conversation.
"The monster of Portland," said Kyle.
He'd been unfriendly from the first moment the twins had started at the school, so it was no surprise when he added,
"Nothing you'd know about."
"True," said Jade, as if she didn't care. "I don't believe in monsters anyway."
"Yeah," added Jack. "I guess we're too old for that stuff, Kyle."
"You wouldn't say that if you'd seen it,"
insisted Miralda.
"The monster of Portland is real."
"Who has seen it then?" asked Jade.
"My brother," said Kyle.
"My aunt," said Miralda.
Several other children gathered together in the playground to chime in that various relatives or friends had seen the monster, but no one claimed to have seen it themselves. Jack and Jade shared a quick secret glance. When the twins said they didn't believe in monsters, neither was telling the entire truth. They knew that such things were very possible. In the previous week, they had battled hordes of insects and rats and creatures made up of many different living things, including a vast squid monster and a woman who had living rat heads coming out of her shoulders. All the work of an enemy so terrible it was known only as the evil. The twins' father's mother, whom they called Grandma X, was a local leader of a secret international order called the Wardens that had dedicated itself to fighting the evil. But that wasn't all Jack and Jade had discovered since moving to Portland. Just as the evil had mysterious and terrifying powers, so too did the Wardens, powers they called gifts. Most amazing of all, Jack and Jade were developing gifts of their own, magical powers they couldn't entirely control.
"How come everyone's talking about this monster thing today?" asked Jack, as casually as he could.
Inside, he was both excited and a little bit frightened. If there was a monster about, surely this meant that the evil was back, despite Grandma X's assurances that they had beaten it last time.
"The new girl saw it last night," said Miralda.
"What?"
said Jade.
"I didn't see."
"Not you,"
said Miralda impatiently.
"The new girl, the one who started today, Tara, you know."
Jack and Jade turned from the huddle to look at a girl who was coming out of the school. Mr. Carver had introduced her that morning, but they hadn't had much of a chance to look closely at her. She was tall and had glossy black hair cut in a very fashionable style, as well as expensive-looking clothes. Unlike Jack and Jade's old school, the Stormhaven Innovative School of Portland did not have uniforms, but even so, about two-thirds of the other students seemed to have an unspoken agreement to wear particular kinds of clothes.
"Hi,"
said the new girl as she approached the huddle, which, taking the lead from Miralda, immediately broke apart, leaving just Jack and Jade behind.
"Hi, I'm Jade. This is Jack,"